Paul Heath walks around the Oklahoma City bombing memorial grounds, greeting visitors and making sure everyone has information about a self-guided tour.
Do you all have a pamphlet?
No, we don't.
Well, you must have one.
Heath's a retired psychologist for the VA. His office was on the fifth floor of the Murrah building when the bomb exploded. The floor collapsed 2 feet in front of him.
Here's what I actually thought. God, I don't want to die. I don't want to die today. If it's all right with you, I'll die later. That's exactly what I thought. And I was looking straight in the bomb pit.
Heath survived the blast with minor injuries, mainly glass embedded into his skin. The spry 80-year-old considers himself to be psychologically healthy, save for the occasional nightmare. But as a mental health professional, he knew the name of the game in the weeks and months following the tragedy. Seek help if you need it. Dr. John Tassie, a psychologist at the VA Medical Center in Oklahoma City, says not everyone has recovered as well as Heath.
We saw a lot of the survivors and a lot of the family members first. And now here we are 20 years later, and we're opening new cases for post-traumatic stress disorder.
The new cases are mostly for first responders. There's such a stigma associated with counseling, many police and firemen never bothered to get treatment. Tassie often sees PTSD numbers increase among first responders in the years following a disaster.
They did their job, and they did it well, and then they tried to get on with their life, and then all of a sudden it caught up to them.
And some bombing survivors are struggling to this day. Dr. Phoebe Tucker is a psychiatrist at the University of Oklahoma's College of Medicine. She and her colleagues still counsel a number of people impacted by the tragedy.
Over the years, I've heard many stories of I happen to be at a meeting on a different floor on the south side of the building, and my office was destroyed. Many people who were just their desk was just on the edge of the abyss.
Tucker just wrapped up a nearly 20-year-old follow-up on mental health after the Oklahoma City bombing. Her team interviewed more than 100 survivors who were in the blast, 23% of whom had markers for PTSD.
It sounds like for some individuals, they're going to need longer-term care.
You can think, okay, that's 1 in 5 or 1 in 4. Depends on how you look at it. That's pretty high.
Again, John Tassie with the VA.
The thing you can make about that number is how consistent it is over time. Because if you look at warfighters, the prevalence of PTSD is somewhere between 15 to 20%. You look at first responders responding to a mass casualty incident, it's like 15 to 20%.
Because the Oklahoma City bombing was the largest terrorist attack in the nation until September 11th, these numbers are some of the first coming from domestic terrorism survivors. Tucker and Tassie say it's important to determine what's most effective for preventing PTSD. But once they figure that out, there's another hill to climb.
You know, we have better treatments now than we did in 1995, so that's good. But we have to get people to be willing to participate in it because psychological treatment is uncomfortable.
Back at the bombing memorial, Paul Heath stands next to an American elm that's also a survivor, known as the Survivor Tree. It withstood the bomb's blast. Heath says he's doing so well because of what he's done since that day 20 years ago. For him, few things are more important than talking about what happened.
To have been in the event and not be physically damaged that much was a real blessing. Because then it allowed me to be of much help to others.
Heath says he doesn't think he has survivor's guilt. But if he does, he says that's what drove him to reach out and support others who lived through the bombing. For the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange, I'm Kate Carlton Greer.